السلام عليكم سيدي فرنس، شو شبيه سبيل سخوص فرن مرني ما سشيخ ويو نشمع سمع سيد سبع سشمع وخانا بات سيوان مصادة خانا بات مهم زيب سلام سوش بهم يوسف ויעקב ובשמעון פנחס ויעקב צבי ברכה בתוך מעשה ידיהם משה לבן שני רצון משה מרדכי שלום אפרים בן חנה דינה ברכה בתוך מעשה מעשה ידיהם זיהו גם הירו whoever needs it and חי חי פייר בת מלכת אספסיה אביגל איילס בס אביגל איילס בס יוכבד יחיל אברהם בן ציפוירו Leah, Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Ayin Aleph Tzarich Lizar Mod Badlakas Neiros Chanuk. You have to be very careful about lighting Neiros Chanuk. Lashon Atur, the beginning of this siman. V'yan ki ira neis b'neiros tiknu lahadlik neiros b'chol laila k'dei lahaskir neis. So since the miracle happened with candles, so therefore they were metaking to light candles every night in order to remember the miracle, to mention the miracle. Tzarich Lizar Lizar B'ma'oid. Everyone has to be very careful about it. Filu neis parnas minat stoka. Even an oni gets parnasa from stoka shoyo. He has to go begging. Or moicher ksusa, right? It says in the Mishnah Berurah Pesachim. She or moicher ksusa, sell his garment. V'akech shem and lahadlik and buy oil to light candles. V'zar ben yula banim to meichom. Somebody's careful about this. He will have children who are Torah scholars. The makor of this lashon is in the Rambam. The Rambam writes mitzvahs in Perek Dalet Alecha Yitbeis. Mitzvah ner Chanukah mitzvah aviyah and me'oid. Mitzvah ner Chanukah is a very choviv dika mitzvah. And a person has to be very careful about it in order to tell about the miracle and to add praise to God and thanks for the nisim that He did for us. Even if he only has to eat from stock, even if he's a charity case, nevertheless, so b'diktuk, the Torah is mishan. It says, "Marin Rabbeinu Rav Nosson, based on the Torah of Nosson." B'diktuk, the Torah is mishan. Miloshen Aram writes, "K'day lahazkir hanes." V'lo Aram ketav k'day lahodia hanes. Dainu lahodia davar chodesh shabilti yadua. Because the Rambam is talking about the Ikar Adin shetzarach lahadlik haPesach beisum mibachutz. So for the mitzvah is lahodia lefalsem hanes b'rabim, like he writes there. Umadlikin eres b'haneres b'erev al pischei abatim cholayla v'layla. Mishmonas Halelus laharois legalois hanes. So laharois legalois. So you have to light on the Pesach Abatim every night of the night, 8 nights, to show and to reveal the miracle. But the tool is not talking. The tool is talking bizman hazeh. We're not lighting outside. We're lighting inside. Like right to the end of Tafrei Shain Aleph, at the beginning of Tafrei Shain and Tafrei Shain Beis. And therefore, the Iker Pirsum is not Lahidia, or the Galus Hanes Bechavim, not to tell the Oilim about the Nes, because we're not lighting outside. Pesach Beso, Lahazkir Nes, La'atzmo Elibnei Beso. Therefore, he changes the Lashon. He says Lashon of Lahazkir. That's an interesting Ha'ara, that the different Lashonis of the Torah and the Rambam, because the Rambam is talking about when you're lighting outside, and the Torah is talking about you're lighting inside. Lahidia is to tell the people outside something new, and Lahazkir is to tell you inside what you already know. The Bach in Arachayim Sim Reisam Gimel says that it says Shabbos Chav Gimel on the base. Haraga Bener having Labanot Merechamim. If you Raga Bener, you have Banot Merechamim. Rashi explains to see if Kiner Mitzvah the Torah or Ayday Ner Mitzvah B'Shabbos V'Chanukah Ba'or the Torah. So if you have the Ner Mitzvah of Shabbos and Chanukah, that's close. You get children to Merechamim B'Avkav the Chovehi. V'Mayim are Ner Mitzvah. It's a Chov. Why does it say Mitzvah? It's Ritzon Alomer. In other words, the mitzvah is to make it especially nice. And that's not a chovah. Tzarech lizar, that's why it says Lashon Mitzvah. Tzarech lizar, says Shulchan Aruch, Ma'od, Bad Lakas Neiros Chanukah, Rafid Lani was Parnas Menetztaka, Shol Amor Chuksusa, V'lokech Shem and Lahadlik. In the Bir Alach, so you have to be very careful about Neiros Chanukah, and even Ani was Parnas Menetztaka, has to beg or sell his garment and buy oil and light. In the Bir Alacha, he writes in Tafresh Nun Vav, and not that it's Mashman Yerushalmi, that you're not Mechuyev Lechazer Al Apsachim in order to be kind of tefillin or other mitzvahs, like the Yerav writes in Simon Chafei. So we pass again that on Chanukah and Arba Kosis, you have to be Shol Al Apsachim, even though it's only a mitzvah Derabana. If it's only a mitzvah Derabana. So what's the pshat? How come? How come you have to be shalal al psachim. You have to beg for Ner Chanukah and Arba Kaisis. You don't have to beg for tefillin and tzitzis. So it's not because of Pirsumei Nisa, because Ner Shabbos also it says you have to beg. It's included in Onik Shabbos, that's not Pirsumei Nisa. And that's only Onik Shabbos only Medivrei Kabbalah. So you have that on Mitzvahs Dei Raisa, you don't have to be Shalal Al Psachim. But for these Mitzvahs Dei Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, the Al Kaisis, you have to be Shalal Al Psachim. So it would appear that we can say as follows. It says in the Tshuva Avnei Nezer and Arachayim Simon Tov Kuf Aleph. He writes a reason, Shabbachol HaMitzvah Seinem Mokhoi Yavlim Kor Ksusai. He says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chishev Lassus Mitzvah Venenath Lo Yasa, Ma'alav HaKasav Kilo Asa, Ma'ashen Kein Be'mitzvahs, Shem Mishum Pirsumei Nisa Lefarsim La'acherim. So normally, the mitzvah is the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah, and if you're Nenas and you didn't do it, so you get credit as if you did it. So therefore, you don't have to sell your garment because God considers it as if you did it. It's good enough. You tried your best. Masha'en kain, when it comes to mitzvahs, shem persumei nisa, to be mefarsim la'acherim, what is it going to help that you're a chashav la'aseis mitzvah? So you thought to do a mitzvah. In other words, here the mitzvah is not the etzem maisa. This is the toitzah, that you're mefarsim the nais. So it's not going to help that you're mocher ksusai. It's not going to help that you had a good kavana to the light and you couldn't. You have to light before. Kavana's not going to help anybody. Therefore, you can't say kilo asayin sham in the tshuvis of the Heilige Avnei Nezer. Ukeinza b'tshuvis shalamarim shik b'simin shin lamed aleph. Pi yisoid zeh nir aloi maratam when your Shabbos know that it's not enough to have a good machshava. You actually have to be mechazer ala psochim. Because by Nerev Shabbos, you can say the same word, a similar word, that a person is mitzvah b'choyshech, and he's mevatel mitzvah oinig b'yadayim. Like Rashi says, v'tizach mishal nafshi zuhat lakas Nerev Shabbos, sh'v'nebeisor mitzvahim leishev b'choyshech. So now we can say that ma'ala v'kos of kilu asah, it's good by tefillin, it's good by shofar, because God considers as if you did it. That's fine, but when you have a Nerev Shabbos, people who are meiser are still going to be mitzvah. So your good machshava is not going to help you. So, if you don't have Ner Shabbos, you can't say, oh, it's as if you lit. Because the whole word is that the Toitzah, that you shouldn't be Mitzvah sitting in the darkness. So, Memela, you have to be Shaul Al Psachim. And the same would apply to Ner Chanukah. And Arbakosis, if the word is Persumei Nisa, so then you have to be Mefarsim the Nais. And Memela, saying that it's as if you were mefarsim the nes doesn't help. You have to mefarsim the nes before. Whereas by tzitzis and tefillin, there God can say, oh, it's as if you did it. You had a good machshava because there the mitzvah is the etzem ha-maisa. Va'afilu zok l'shulchan aruch, va'afilu ani am esparnis min atztaka shor l'mocha ksusa v'lakech shemen l'hadlik. Mokor din zehu v'rambam, perik dalug me'elchot chanuk alacha yud bet. And that it says, shoyel, etzon aloimah, Shoyal ala psochim. Mashkosav Rambam meperakei melchot Shabbos halacha aleph. Gavei ner shel Shabbos. Shafilu ein lo mayoichel shoyal ala psochim. Velo kerech shemen umadlik es haner. So shoyal means you have to beg. Like ner shel Shabbos if you don't have what to eat. You still have to beg in order to light Shabbos candles like the Rambam said. Now the Rav HaMagid writes in Hochatz Chanukah that the Rambam learns this din from what it says in Perek Zayin, Mechuchas Chomei to Matzah, Shafil on Yisrael has to have at least Arba Koisis out to Pursumei Nisa, and Kol Shekein B'ner Chanukah, the Oduf Mikidush HaYoyim. So, it says in the Gemara in Psochim, that even an Ani Yisrael cannot do any less than Arba Kaisis. He has to make sure he has it. So therefore, he has to be Mocher Ksusoi. And certainly Ner Chanukah, which is even more Chashuv then in this context, then Kiddush Hayom. And therefore, you have a kol shekein. If by arba kaisis you have to make sure you have the arba kaisis even in ani, so too certainly by ner Chanukah, which is even more chashuv than kiddush. So in the Hagos Siyune Maharan, which was published at the end of the Rambam in Tfus Vilna, he asks that in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam only writes that you shouldn't give an ani less than arba kosos. The Rambam never writes that he has to sell his cloak. And it also doesn't say this in the Mishnah in the beginning of Arvei Psachim. The Rashbam writes that. But how can the Rambam write in Hilchos Chanukah that he has to beg or sell his cloak, sell his garment? He doesn't mention this in the Makor HaDin in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, all the Rambam says is that a filo ani should be Yisrael or Yifchos Me'arba Kosos. Doesn't say I have to sell his garment. So there he doesn't say I have to sell his garment. And the Heilige Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam learned that you have to sell your garment, a kol shekein. If you have to sell it for Pesach, for Arba Kosos, you certainly have to sell it for Ner Chanukah. Slicha. Slicha. By Arba Kosos, he doesn't say you have to sell your garment. And it doesn't say that in the Gemara either. So the Makor HaDin, according to the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam doesn't say anything about selling your garment. But the Kol Shekein of Chanukah, he says it. So he says there that the Makor of the Rambam is from Megillah, Sheltimitz, Rabbi Yochanan, and Zak, and Merach, the Yamin. So he says, "Me yamai lo bitalti kiddush yom, is ken ha'isali pa'machas mechor ha'kipa sheb'reisha, yevi'a li kiddush ha'yoyim. Vaydi se'sham, funa v'asar risa, v'koi kamei d'rav, v'amalei ma'ihai, v'amalei, lo'ay v'li kiddush ha'mishkante lehem yinei, v'asai be'i kiddusha. V'arif v'arosh ha'tiku ha'yuvda d'rab Zakai, not Rabbi Yochum, d'rab Zakai, Nimtz Hashem Avur behed yushtei elu takonos shekotzev Rabbeinu shechad mocha ksusoi vechad mishken ksusoi b'shvil yayin l'kiddush. So this Tziyunei Maharan, he brings the two makoros in the Gemara and Megillah, two stories. One is that the Talmid HaMaaser Reb Zakkai, how he had such arichus yamin, he said, "I never was mevatel kiddush, and I had a elderly mother, and one time she sold the hood on her head, the hat on her head, and she brought me kiddush." And another Gemara there that he was memashkein, it's Rafuna, was memashkein. He gave his belt as a collateral in order that he should be able to make kiddush. So you see that you have two maisim here of people who were selling their clothing, giving away their clothing in order to make kiddush. And so the Rambam learned kol shekein b'ner Chanukah, that adif mikiddush hayom, that it's preferable to kiddush hayom, that you have to be shol and mocher ksuso. So you see divrei haGemara mevuarin ba gemore. And the Rogat Shaver also said that this is the makor for the Rambam. But this is quite a problem, because you see in the Gemara that she sold the hat on her head, the Kippah Shel Rosha. She only did Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, because this was to buy wine for Kiddush. And we see in the Rif and the Rosh, and the wine for Kiddush is only a mitzvah min hamuvchar. like the Ran and the Marashas say. Because Medina, you can even make Kiddush ala pas. So you can't learn from there that you're Mechuyev Limkor Ksusa. So Lefnim Meshura Sadin, you can get away without it. That's not going to be a Makor. And in Kiddush Hayom itself, the Rambam doesn't write anywhere that a person's Mechuyev Limkor Ksusa. So how could it be that he learned the din of Ner Chanukah from the din of Kiddush? Whereas by Kiddush itself, the Rambam doesn't say Mocher Ksusa. So we have the same Kasha. So what's the Makor of the Rambam? You have to be Mocher Ksusa for Nerus Chanukah. The Rav HaMagid wanted to say that it's for Afilu Anishi B'Yisrael. Has to get Arba Kosis. Yeah, but there the Rambam, we asked, the Rambam doesn't say, the Siune Maharan asked that the Rambam doesn't ever say that an Anishi B'Yisrael has to sell it Ksusoi. So that can't be a good source. And if you want to learn it from Kiddush Hayom, that it's more Chashuv than Kiddush Hayom, but that's how the Rambam is learning. In the Gemara, you see they sold for Kiddush. But that's not a Raya, because Kiddush Hayom, it was only Mitzvah Menam Mufchar. They didn't have to sell the garment for Kiddush Hayom or Bima Mashkin, the garment for Kiddush Hayom, because you could have been Yochim HaKadosh Al HaPas. So that's not a Chiyuv either. So again, we're back to the drawing board. Where do you get the fact that you have to sell your Ksus for Ner Chanukah? In the Biur HaGro, here he writes, the Makor L'Divrei HaRambam, Shebaner Chanukah Shoyel Al HaPesachim. And the Gemara Pesachim, Tana de Be'elio, Al Pisham Rabbi Akiva, Si Shabbos Chachov, At Starach Lebrias, Aval Osu Davar Muat, Pesach Beis Amaninu, Amar of Papa Kasid, Da Har Sina. Alma Shabishvil Davar Muat, Le Kavad Shabbos, Sarach Lushal, Al Pesachim, Sharm Vize, Shapir Yitztarech, La Briais. In Arminu Pesachim, Kiddush Yom Kodim, Le Kavad Yom, Kavad Laila, Tinsu Shilu Kiddush, Hayom Vad Yisrach Lachzor, Al Pesachim, והנה בשבת שם בדיני חנה קודם לקידוש היום, אם כן מוכתה בשביל נר חנה כבדי צורך לשלם על הפסחים. So here you have the gro. Gro says as follows, that in the Gemara it says, that make your Shabbos like a weekday and don't beg. Don't beg, make your Shabbos chol and don't beg. But you should do a little bit. What's that? Kasa the harsin, a little fish. So you see from the Gemara, that for a davar muat the covered Shabbos, you have to beg. Something for Shabbos, you have to beg. And otherwise, you shouldn't beg. But for a little bit, you should. Now, it says in Pesachim that Kiddush Yom is more chashiv than covered Yom and covered Alayla. So if you, for covered Shabbos, you have to beg a little bit, so certainly for Kiddush, you have to beg a little bit. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that if you have only enough money for Ner for Kiddush, so you should Ner Chanukah comes first. So it's muchach, therefore, that Ner Chanukah, you have to beg. You have to beg for Kavod Shabbos, which means you certainly have to beg for Kiddush and Shabbos, and Ner Chanukah is better than Kiddush, so you certainly have to beg for Ner Chanukah. And according to this, we can have a makor for the Rambam, that Adlakas Ner Shabbos Chayva, filu ein lo ma yoichal, shoyel al ha-psachim. You know, you have nothing to eat. So poor, person so poor, you should still beg and light. So the Nasei Kelim don't tell us what the makor is. However, this din is learned from the Gemara in Pesachim. Shebishvil davar muat b'kavod Shabbos, you have to mitzdarech lebrias. And so it would appear from the Lashon of the Ramban. He says, Kol amar b'tzol Shabbos, tigum achol amram, toim reza b'shibuch, v'imein yad ha-masev, v'sfei lo asel shelek, v'chayotze b'zeh, shum kavod Shabbos, reza anek Shabbos, v'inu chayav lo etzal tzimu l'shem yachem, b'tel ha-harbos b'machol b'shabbos, in other words, says to be marbe food, you don't have to go for a little bit of food. You have to be tzarech lebrius. So it's mashma that rak laharbus machol eshabes en l'shalachir. Avo b'shvil davar muat, you have to be shoel. He writes, afilu ani am esparnis min atztak et zorit shol esudis. So b'shvil ani shabes muat zarech l'shal ma'achir. So if for kavod Shabbos you have to ask, certainly for ner Shabbos you have to be shoel. Shum shalom beisu, like the Gemara says. So it's Dino Kedavra Muat, that's the minimum. And Ner Chanukah, And Ner Shabbos is Adif from Ner Chanukah, like we see in Shabbos Chav Gimel and Beis. If you only have enough money for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, you go with Ner Shabbos. So if by Ner Chanukah you show Alal Pesachim, according to the Rambam, certainly you show Alal Pesachim for Ner Shabbos. So you have here in the Amakor that you have to that Alakas Ner Shabbos, you have to be Shol Al Pesachim. Because you have to be Shol Al Pesachim for covered Shabbos. And it's therefore Ner Shabbos, Ner, which is more important. And Mishvil, covered Shabbos, you have to be Shoel. So Ner Shabbos, you also have to, because that's the because if you have to ask, if you have to be Shoel Al Pesachim for Kavod, so you also have to be Shoel Al Pesachim for the oneg of having light and having Shalom Bayis. And not only that, but if you have enough money for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, you go with Ner Shabbos. So for Ner Chanukah, you have to be Shoel Al Pesachim. Certainly for Ner Shabbos, you have to be Shoel Al Pesachim, according to the Rambam. The only problem is that we saw earlier that the Gra says, he quotes Pesachim, that Kiddush Hayom called him the Kavod Yom, the Kavod Laila, more Pesachim Kofayam and Beis. So, Bishvil Kiddush Hayom, Vadei Shetzarech Lachzor Al Pesachim. So if for Kavod Shabbos you have to be Chazal Aksav, meaning to get a little bit of food, so certainly for Kiddush, which is more Chashuv than Kavod Yom or Kavod Laila. But we don't find that Gemara Pesachim Kofayam and Beis. So I don't know where the Gra is getting that from. Meaning that we find it in the Gemara. The Gemara is Mefurish, the bottom of Kufay Amud Aleph and the top of Kufay Amud Beis, but it's not in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't pask in this din. So the Gra wanted to say Pshat in the Rambam, that since Kiddush Hayom is called them the Kavod Hayom, the Kavod HaLayla, and for Kavod and Kavod HaLayla you have to beg. So certainly for Kiddush Hayom you have to beg. The Rambam doesn't pask in that, this Gemara. But Al-Kopanam, we do see from the Rambam that you have to beg for your person, Chas Shalom, not you, for some oneg Shabbos, for some, for food, in order to be mechabed Shabbos with food. So also huadin, that in order to have Shalom Bayis, not to sit in the dark, he also has to beg, and also Ner Shabbos is adif Ner Chanukah. So if the Rambam paskins Ner Chanukah, he has to beg. So certainly Ner Shabbos, he has to beg. So we have Mefurish in the Rambam that Ner Shabbos you have to beg, and we have Mefurish in the Rambam that you also have to beg for, a person also has to beg for Neiros Shabbos, and a person also has to beg a little bit for food for Shabbos. And for abrikosis, the Rambam doesn't say you have to beg. He just says an anim has to make sure that he has the abrikosis. The Gra in Aruch Chaim in Simrei Samach Gimel, Siv Beis writes that the makor of this din, that for Ner Shabbos you have to beg, one has to beg, is that in Shabbos we see that Ner Shabbos is adif Kiddush Hayom, and in Pesachim we see that Kiddush Hayom is kodem Kavod Hayom, and in Pesachim for Kavod Hayom you have to beg. You have to beg for Kavod Hayom. Kiddush Hayom is more chashuv, and Ner Shabbos is more chashuv than that. So therefore it comes out that Ner Shabbos one also has to beg. So that's Mefurish in the Gra. But we still have to be Mevar Shinu Lishonos in the Rambam. The Gabbai Chanukah, the Rambam says, Shoel Omocher Ksuso. Gabbai Nerech Shabbos, that's by Gabbai Chanukah. Rak Shoel Al Psochim. So So again, Gabbai Chanukah, the Rambam writes Shoal Amocher Ksuso. But Gabbai Shabbos, he writes Shoal Ala Pesachim. But he doesn't say anything about selling your garments. He just says beg, but not sell your garment. Gabbai Arba Kosis, he says that an Ani has to make sure that he's has his Arba Kosis. But he doesn't say anything about begging or selling his garment. And so to the Gabbai Shoal Sudas, he has to say that an Ani has to have Shoal Sudas. But there he also doesn't say anything about begging or selling your garment. So Manashtanu Elu Mielu. So it appears as follows. That by Arba Kosis and Shoal Sudas, which are Tzarchei Oichel, the Kupo Stakam Achuyavim Litnam La'ani. So this is food. And the Kupa Staka has to give these people food. And if it's not Shaykh to write Shoal Ala Pesachim or Mocha Ksuso. The Rambam says that you always have to have a Gabbai Staka and you have to make sure that people have food. And that's called a Tamchui. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't say anything about selling one's garment. It just says by food things, by Shoal Sudas, and Arba Kosis doesn't say anything about selling because the Tamchui is going to give him. The soup kitchen will give him. The Sova, like they have in Bar Park, they're going to take care of him. So if the Rambam, the person's not necessary to sell his garment. However, the staka fund does not have to give for his mitzvahs. Therefore, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, that's not the staka fund's obligation. There, a person has to borrow or sell his garment. Is that the Kupat Staka doesn't have to give? There's a discussion in Poskim, in the Horus Nasan, Chelik Vavsim and Peitas, he talks about it. Nasan Pir and Arvi Psachim and Saditas on the base. Does one have to give Staka to an Ani in order that the Ani should be able to do Mekayim Mitzvahs? Interesting Shaila. Now, why does the Rambam write only that he has to sell his garment by Ner Chanukah and not by Ner Shabbos? It would appear that since Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is not Oinek Shabbos, like the Rambam writes, if so, there's no Chiyuv for this to sell his Ksus. Because the Rambam writes, Kavod Shabbos, Oinek Shabbos, Rav Yehuda Nevi'im. Kavod Shabbos, you have to wear Ksus Nekia. You have to wear nice Shabbos clothing. Vim Kain, Kshein Lo'el Abayz, Mabushim Echol Lechel Shabbos, you don't have to sell your garment for Ner Shabbos. Because the Malbush of Shabbos is Mishum Mitzvah's Kavod Shabbos. So the Kavod Shabbos of Malbush is not pushed away because for the Onik Shabbos of Ner. So you don't have to sell your garment for Ner Shabbos because sometimes you need to keep your garment so you have a nice garment for Shabbos. Hashem Kein Ner Chanukah writes Mocher Ksusa because even if all he has is one other garment besides his what he's wearing, he has to sell that for Ner Chanukah. Because Ner Chanukah is other than Kiddush Hayom Mishum Pesume Nisa. And Kiddush Hayom is other than Kavod Hayom Shishba Onik Shabbos. Pesachim Kuf Hayom with Beis. And if so, Kol Shekein Ner Chanukah is Doicha Onik Shabbos. Right? So you have Ner Chanukah is Adif Mikiddush. And Kiddush is Adif Mikavod Shabbos. The Ner Chanukah is certainly out of Mikavod Shabbos. So if so, you have to sell even your Shabbos garment. When I sell a Shabbos garment, to buy Ner Chanukah. Because Ner Chanukah is more chashuv than Kiddush, which is more chashuv than Kavod Shabbos. So for Shabbos, you don't have to sell your garment for Neiros because you have to mechabed the Shabbos with a nice garment. But you do have to sell for Chanukah because Ner Chanukah is higher on the... It's higher on the totem pole because it's Adif Mikiddush Hayom, and Kiddush Hayom is Adif Mikavod Shabbos. which is the garment, the nice garment. So, therefore, you have to sell the nice garment for Ner Chanukah. So, Miyushavah Kol Al Nochom Bez Hashem Yitzbarach. So, again, when it comes to the Shel Sudas and Arbukaisis, that's for the Kupas Staka, that's for the Tamchud you give the person. When it comes to, and he doesn't have to go begging. And when it comes to Ner Shabbos, he has to beg. But he has to be Shoyal, but he doesn't have to sell his garment. Because you have to wear your nice garment for Kavod Shabbos. But Ner Chanukah, for that, you even have to sell your garment. Because that's Adif Mi Kiddush, which is Adif Mi Kavod Hayom. So one would have to sell even his Shabbos garment in order to light Ner Chanukah. This is discussed, these inyanim, in many, many Sfarim. Among them, the Tshuvas of the Mari Asad in Arachayim Sim Reish Beis, and the Tshuvas of the Marim Shik in Arachayim Sim Shin Laman Aleph, Tshuvas of Shel Siyankim Sim Kuchayim Talad, Ayin Shem. So, sweet friends, obviously, this is a very, very broad topic. We have a lot, lot more to talk about, so please stay tuned, and we will see. Gevaldik and Eflos Mitaris Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Be nether, we shall return to